The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And there is a fight that is getting a little heated over there in Montgomery County School Board, and this has to do with the control and power that a principal has over setting certain rules at their high school. Now, we talked about this story when it first popped up about 10 days ago, where there were a group of students who were drunk at the prom for Bethesda Chevy Chase High School, and there was a written agreement between everyone attending the prom that if they were found to have drunk alcohol, which, by the way, is against the law. You know, but the principal there had the temerity to say, if you break the law and drink alcohol, high schooler, you will not be able to attend the graduation. And the superintendent of schools overruled that. Donna St. George, Washington Post education reporter, now joins us. She focuses on the Montgomery County schools. And parents were not happy about this. And this is now going to be a heated debate at the board level, isn't it, Donna?
Yes. Hi. The school board in Montgomery County decided to review all the policies and regulations that have to do with underage drinking and drug use at school activities like prom. So that was a new thing that happened this week.
If a student is found to have been drinking at a school activity of any kind, are they expelled from school? Are they suspended from school? I would think that that would be a pretty hard and fast rule.
Well, they're not expelled or suspended. They could be suspended, but there are a range of consequences. And generally, student discipline, you know, principals look at, you know, exactly what happened and the age of the student and past history, whether this is a first offense. It's sort of a more nuanced, or it's not a hard and fast rule sort of thing. There's a range of consequences for drinking and other things.
You know, when this story broke, they said acting superintendent said, "I am going to countermand the decision of the principal at Bethesda Chevy Chase because her policy doesn't match the board policy." But I never really saw anything that spelled out specifically what the board policy was. Was this just sort of a general sense that the board had, an agreement that they had talked about, or was there actually a written document which laid out what the board policy was?
Yeah, there is a policy, but it's a little complicated. It says that the policy is that generally graduation bans are not permitted as a rule on the school level. So the principal shouldn't just ban graduation use that graduation ban as a punishment for offenses by students. But it also says that principals can forbid students from participating in commencement. This is kind of the key part, for cause on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, as an overall blanket rule, it's not supposed to be used. The graduation ban piece of it, but individually it can happen.
What was the reaction of the parents? Initially one imagines that this got brought to the board and the superintendent because the parents of the students who were told they couldn't walk at commencement were upset and wanted to see that happen. But on the other hand, a lot of parents we now hear retroactively were very irritated. A lot of teachers were very irritated that the school board sort of threw the principal under the bus there.
Yes, there was this very, very strong reaction at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School. Parents were really upset. A number of them were pretty shocked, angry. You know, they felt that principal had really gone out of her way to make students aware of the consequences for drinking at prom and had set out clear expectations and clear rules, and that that this decision reversing the principal undermined her authority.
You know, it's interesting. And, of course, as a parent, I wouldn't need the principal or the school board to approve of my child going to graduation or not if they were caught drinking at prom. I would not let them go to graduation because of it as my own personal punishment. But it seems to me that the parents certainly have a right to have some sort of voice within their own school. If the principal has a rule and the teachers at that school are supportive of it and supportive of the principal, why does this become some sort of countywide decision? These principals are pretty well qualified, aren't they?
Yes, I think they are, and I think there has been a lot of decision making that's happened on the school and principal level. I think this situation kind of illuminated that at one school, a student might have to miss graduation ceremonies if they were caught drinking at prom. And at another school, they wouldn't have to. So I think there's some desire for consistency and clarity about what the expectation and policy is.
What's interesting is we've been trying to get a member of the Montgomery County School Board on to discuss this, and they're not talking. As a reporter, have you gotten a lot of feedback from them one-on-one, or have they just issued a written statement and left it at that?
No, I talked to the school board member who kind of pushed to have this review take place, and she was very accessible. But I don't think they're supposed to start this in July.
Mm-hmm.
There's a committee of the school board that will kind of review this, you know, all the policy and regulation related to this issue. And I think the hope is that they have a broader discussion in the fall. But I think a lot of people probably feel it's a kind of complex and difficult issue. And it does happen at a time when Montgomery County has had a number of alcohol-related tragedies.
Yeah, can I just ask really fast on the Senate Judge? I'm sorry, but I'm confused. What is complex about this? Why is this a complex issue?
I think this policy is sort of, you know, has two pieces of it that are at odds. And I think there is a desire on a number of educators' parts not to make hard and fast rules. So I think maybe that's the complex part.
Well, if this principal had not said, I want you to sign this pledge, and had not laid out the policy beforehand, but then had brought the students in after they were found to be drunk at the prom, and said, I'm going to review this on a case-by-case basis, and my decision is on a case-by-case basis, you're not walking at commencement, she probably would have been okay, right?
I guess it's hard to say. The very next school over, Walt Whitman High School, they've been very clear for years that if you drink at prom, you're not going to participate in graduation.
Wow.
So I think that's the complex part, too, is that people have done this for a long time without a problem. And now in this case, there was this reversal. So
very quickly,
it does seem to call attention to the need for clarity.
Very quickly, and one of the things that has been missing from this is we've not really found out who these kids were and who their parents were in a very influential part of Washington, D.C., where a lot of high rollers live. Have we got any sense of all who these parents were?
You know, I don't personally know that, no.
Okay.
Yeah, there are minors involved. I doubt that we will learn that. But listen, we appreciate you joining us, Donna St. George of the Washington Post. Thank you so much for this.